Hello, welcome to the WDOT News Broadcast. I'm Adam Castor, and with World News, here is Sabrina Brennan.
Thanks, Castor. China and Taiwan held their first government-to-government talks in 65 years, where they agreed to open up a regular communication channel in hopes of strengthening the country's relationship. In Moscow, a bomb threat caused 7,000 students of the Moscow Aviation Institution to be evacuated. The threat was exclusive to one building, but the police are checking all 12 buildings with sniffer dogs just to be safe. Algeria suffered a military plane crash yesterday. There were 78 people aboard, including women and children. 77 people are confirmed dead and one survived. According to witnesses, the crash was caused by a snowstorm. In Kabul, Afghanistan, a case of polio was reported for the first time in 13 years. The disease causes permanent paralysis, has been eradicated in most of the world, though it persists in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Nigeria. A torrential rainstorm in Burundi led to a major flood causing serious landslides and deaths of 50 people. 2 days of national mourning have been declared. That's what's happening around the world, and here's Jake Timothy with U.S. News.
Thank you, Brennan. Avalanches have caused over 6 deaths this year, prompting the Colorado Avalanche Information Center to issue an advisory warning that the risk of backcountry avalanches are very high. Over 100,000 gallons of coal slurry flowed into a West Virginia creek in Kanawha County. Officials are currently investigating the source of the coal slurry. A recent ice storm in Georgia and the Carolinas is said to be the worst in over a decade. The storm made travel nearly impossible in the two states. In North Carolina, 18 patients have contracted Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. It is a serious and incurable neurological disorder. Here's Castor with the political news report.
Thanks, Timothy. Now, the chief of the NSA says that their recent hacker, Edward Snowden, took advantage of a perfect storm of security lapses. Snowden knew how to evade NSA security because he worked for the NSA, and he stayed under the radar because he used a web crawler, which is a piece of software used to sweep up a large amount of documents. Snowden now, at this time, possesses identities of undercover secret agents and foreigners who are also spies. The NSA, in response to this, has installed more security upgrades and imposed rules to restrict sharing of top secret info. At this time, he is in Russia. Now, here's Carlo Vlahek.
Thanks, Castor. With local news, authorities say a New York City bus and a truck collided in a Manhattan intersection, then barreled into scaffolding, killing the bus driver and injuring at least 4 other people. Fire officials say 2 people were critically injured in the crash, which occurred around 5:30 a.m. Wednesday in Greenwich Village. Police say the bus driver was killed, then say the truck driver, who suffered minor injuries, was being questioned at the hospital. In Levittown, a Levittown tenant will appear in court today and has been charged with trying to kill his landlord. Police say Rohan Khan fired shots at his landlord in a dispute over rent at a home on Carter Lane. The landlord was injured by shattered glass, and a woman in passing car was hurt by gunfire. In Woodbury, Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone is asking the state for permission to put speed cameras in 20 school zones. According to Newsday, the drivers could be slapped with $50 fines if they are caught speeding. The county executive estimates that the speed cameras could bring Suffolk another $2 million a year. That's local news. Here's Sika with Schreiber News.
Thanks, Carla. Due to the weather and a recent shutdown to the PowerSchool server, school report cards were postponed until tonight, and as always, were sent home via mail. Another way to view these report cards is on the portal. Also, Once Upon a Mattress comes to the Schreiber stage. Showtimes are Thursday the 27th, Friday the 28th, and March 1st. Also, for all those 9th grade parents, your orientation meeting is tonight at 7 p.m. A little bit of sports. Jameson Sanitelli bowled a perfect game the other day with a score of 300. Another student from Schreiber High School was awarded the Good Citizen Award. Her name was Carolyn Rybecki. Finally, Schreiber High School was awarded 3 Intel semifinalists in the 2014 competition. Last but not least, Chloe Margulis, Schreiber student, earned the Yolen De Phillips Memorial Scholarship. She's a senior. Here's Robbie Marks with business.
Thanks, Sika. In business news, in her first semi-annual monetary police report to Congress, Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen discussed the current poor state of the economy. This is incredible considering Yellen's advancing age. In other news, the widely talked about Google Glass will be tested out with Virgin Atlantic workers during a 6-week trial. Specifically, the specialized eyewear will be used to board first and business class passengers more quickly. Finally, there's a pilot shortage in the United States. There's been a steady decrease in the airplane pilots since the mid-1990s. So if you're looking for a job, pilot school may be the choice for you. Salaries for United States pilots start at $21,000 per year. Now on to Stephanie Ann.
Hello. So Monday, February 10th, Shirley Temple Black died at the age of 85. After her childhood acting career, she became a foreign ambassador and diplomat for 4 U.S. presidents. She leaves behind 3 daughters, a granddaughter, and 2 great-granddaughters. Katy Perry is getting an awful backlash about her Beatles cover of Yesterday for The Beatles, The Night That Changed America, a Grammy salute. She changed the lyrics from "Suddenly I'm not half the man I used to be" to "Suddenly I'm not half the girl I used to be." This is creating fans to be outraged, and they are calling it disrespectful. The life of Philip Seymour Hoffman was celebrated at St. Ignatius of Loyola Catholic Church in Manhattan. He had struggled with a heroin addiction for years in the past, but he had managed to stay sober for 23 years. In May 2013, however, he sought treatment after relapsing again. Actress Greta Gerwig had landed the lead role in CBS spinoff How I Met Your Father. It is planned to air sometime in 2014. And that is all with entertainment. Here is White with sports.
Thank you, Stephanie Ann. Now that we are almost a week into the Olympics, the current medal count in first with 12 total medals is Norway. In a tie for second with 10 total medals are Canada and the Netherlands. The U.S. is not far behind with a total of 7 medals. In U.S. Olympic news, defending champion snowboarder Shaun White failed to win the gold medal for the first time in 3 Olympics and even failed to medal. For those American curling fans out there, the U.S. men beat Denmark by a score of 9-5, while the U.S. women lost to China by a score of 7-4. Back to sports on U.S. soil, where Masahiro Tanaka rented a Boeing 787 that can seat 200 people for himself, his girlfriend, a few others, and his poodle. This flashy style goes well with the Yankees. George Steinbrenner will be smiling from his grave. In NFL news, Missouri defensive end Michael Sam, who is hoping to be taken in this year's NFL draft, publicly announced he was gay. If Sam is picked, he will become the first openly gay athlete in the National Football League. Over to Lublin with the NBA.
Thanks, Josh. Recent news around the NBA. Detroit Pistons fire head coach Maurice Cheeks. Coming up in the trade deadline, the New York Knicks resume trade talks as the Iman Shumpert for Kenneth Faried trade reappears. Heading into an action-packed All-Star break, guard Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers will be competing in 5 competitions, which has never been done before. One of them being the most popular slam dunk contest, which is set to be a very exciting competition this year. Some news on our New York teams: the Brooklyn Nets have been playing well, winning their last 3 out of 5 games. And the New York Knicks, they've been struggling, losing their last 4 out of 5 games. They could really use a big trade during this All-Star break to hopefully spark something for the second half of the season in order to make a big playoff push. That's all for Around the NBA. Now over to Abby with technology.
Hi, I'm Abby with Technology News. A very cool new vehicle called the Amphibious Trimaran with Aerostatic Discharge, or the ATASD, can travel over virtually any surface. This vehicle should be heading into production very soon. This vehicle was created by Canada's Intercon Development and has completed 200 hours of testing. It has been approved in Canada for commercial use. The Amphibious Trimaran is classified as a pontoon inflatable boat. However, it combines features from many different vehicles. The Amphibious Trimaran can float on 3 inflatable pontoons, which help the vehicle travel in the ocean. The Amphibious Trimaran weighs 540 kilograms. However, it can carry cargo up to 850 kilograms. It can carry 6 passengers and 1 pilot. This vehicle can go 55 miles per hour on water and 74 miles per hour on ice or snow. The Amphibious Trimaran should be priced between $65,000 and $75,000. That is all for technology news. Now here's Zimmerman with the weather.
Thank you, Rory. And now on to weather. Today, it will be sunny with a high near 27. And now on to the storm, which has been talked about a lot lately. Tonight, the snow will start at approximately 3 a.m. with accumulation of 1 to 3 inches. On Thursday, there should be snow before 10 a.m., snow and sleet between 10 and noon, and then rain, snow, and sleet afternoon. Of course, be careful when driving on the roads because they will most likely be icy. Thursday night, rain and snow with a low of 25, which will freeze the roads over more. Thursday, in total, has a 100% chance of precipitation.
with an accumulation of precipitation from anywhere from 4 to 6 inches. And, of course, be sure to drive carefully those days because the roads will be freezing over. And now on to Friedman with Wacky News.
Thank you. Today, a woman in Central Ohio made headlines when she changed her name. Why is this? Because the name she chose was sexy, out of all others. Sheila Renee Crabtree is the 41-year-old woman who changed her name, and when asked why, she replied, "Sheila is the ugliest name in the world." When asked why she chose sexy as her replacement, she said, "Because it's free-spirited and fun." Good luck getting a job with that name on your resume. In other news, there have been many reports of a sinkhole at the National Corvette Museum located in Bowling Green, Kentucky. 8 rare Corvettes fell prey to this unusual natural disaster. Hopefully, you weren't planning on taking your girlfriend to the National Corvette Museum in Bowling Green, Kentucky this Valentine's Day. I'm Lucas Friedman with Wacky News. Back to you, Castor.
Thank you, Friedman. That was a great news broadcast. Thank you for listening here on WDOT on Port Washington. Thank you, and good night.
Hi, I'm Hannah Rosen, and welcome to WDOT Fort Washington for the news for the week of February 14, 2014. Here is Varvara reporting your world news.
Sudan steps up the use of parachute bombs on its own people. The country's extremist Islamic regime in Khartoum has stepped up the practice in the Nuba Mountains, dropping deadly bombs by parachute from high altitudes as President and accused international war criminal Omar al-Bashir seeks to rout rebel forces opposed to his brand of radical Islam. In other news, representatives of China and Taiwan met Tuesday in Nanjing for their highest-level talk since their split in 1949, a landmark step despite Beijing's refusal to recognize the self-governing island's sovereignty. While the official agenda for the talks has not been disclosed, it was likely to have been heavily focused on trade. Now, out of the Middle East, the U.S. has voiced concerns over new Afghan law that would limit justice for female abuse victims. A new criminal procedure code would prevent relatives from testifying against alleged abusers, which, activists warn, would have a chilling effect on domestic violence prosecutions in Afghanistan. The European Union called it, quote, a backward step, unquote, for women's rights, while the U.S. Embassy in Kabul said in a statement on Thursday that it is, quote, extremely concerned, unquote, and has raised those concerns with the Afghan government. Now with U.S. News, here's Sachs.
Today, for your daily U.S. news, Sean White fails in his attempt to earn another gold medal. He attempted his double McTwist 1280 but couldn't stick the landing. Preparations are beginning for the massive storm heading to Georgia. They've declared a state of emergency prior to the storm hitting. Michael Dunn testifies today on his murder trial against Davis. His case is similar to Zimmerman's, and he is claiming the Stand Your Ground law. A Border Patrol agent was killed by a Mexican man that was trying to hop the border. It is thought that his attempts were drug-related. Drones patrolling the U.S. skies have been okay to target Americans. This has caused some people to question our government's motives. A man that was hiking in Mexico was reported missing. Some think that the cartel may be behind it. 2 days ago, police found a large-scale cockfighting arena in the basement of a Chinese man's restaurant. School districts are debating having to make up the large amount of snow days on the weekend. That's your daily share for the U.S. news. And here is Sandoval with your local news.
In Mineola, a suspicious piece of mail was delivered to the Nassau County District Attorney's Office in Mineola this afternoon. A spokesman for Kathleen Rice says the room where the letter was received was evacuated. The spokesman did not elaborate on the nature of this message. Nassau police say they are investigating. In Westbury, police say 4 men are accused of using phony credit cards to scam Nassau County Target stores. The incident happened yesterday at the store on Corporate Drive in Westbury. These men were arrested in the parking lot today. A student at Misconcent Middle School has won Long Island's Regional Spelling Bee. Javi Ravine Shikar is a great speller. Javi will go to represent Long Island in the Strips National Spelling Bee in Washington, D.C. in May. And now with sports, here's Matt.
Oklahoma State Cowboys shooting guard Marcus Smart, a top NBA prospect, went into the stands and shoved a Texas Tech superfan on Saturday after the fan screamed expletives at him late in the game just as Smart committed a foul on a Texas Tech player who went in for a fast break layup. The Big 12 suspended Smart for 3 games for this incident. This is something that has never been seen before in college basketball. Oklahoma State ended up losing this game. The Mizzou Tigers defensive end Michael Sam has recently come out as gay, but is not the first athlete to come out, as Jason Smith, NBA free agent, came out last year. He is the first football player to come out as openly gay. Sam led the SEC with 11.5 sacks this season and still dreams of playing in the NFL and will enter this year's NFL draft. If drafted or signed as an undrafted free agent, Sam will be the first openly gay active football player. And now to entertainment with Moss.
Thank you, Kramer. Recent deaths in the entertainment industry, actress Shirley Temple with her hit song, Philip Seymour Hoffman dies of a heroin overdose. Also, recent app Flappy Bird in the iTunes App Store has taken craze over the American population with its incredibly addictive manner and extremely frustrating aspect. Also, hit TV series How I Met Your Mother has also come to a close towards its last episode of the 8th season finale. And the weather with a reeb.
Thank you, Moss. Today is a nice sunny day, clear skies with a high of 25 degrees, so I recommend you bundle up because the temperature is going to drop to a bitter 4 degrees tonight. We have a severe winter storm warning for Thursday, as we can expect a massive snowstorm early Thursday morning, with temperatures dipping just under freezing. Meteorologists say we can expect around 1 foot of snow, possibly causing many school closings in the area. The storm is currently passing through the middle of the country and is expected to hit the Port Washington area around 2 a.m. Thursday morning. Weather experts say the storm can be very dangerous, as a severe snowfall can result in hazardous driving conditions, so they recommend you remain indoors throughout the storm and only leave your homes on the case of emergency. It is also recommended that you stack up on water and non-perishable food in the case of power outage. Now with business is Ryan Del Monte.
Thank you, Reed. The Obama administration is giving employers more time to comply with the rules requiring them to provide affordable health insurance for their workers. Mid-sized companies with the equivalent of 50 to 99 full-time employees will now have until 2016 to provide affordable coverage under Obamacare, a year later than expected. The real Starbucks isn't happy with the parody coffee shop calling itself Dumb Starbucks that's popped up in Los Angeles and wants the fake baristas to drop the act. The shop called Dumb Starbucks opened its doors this weekend in L.A., and the baristas gave away free coffee until they ran out, according to news reports. Located in a strip mall next to a laundromat, the shop reportedly mimics the Starbucks menu but places the word dumb in front of every product. Mark Zuckerberg's $1 billion donation represented roughly 13% of the money given by the nation's top 50 donors last year. Of all the donors, Facebook co-founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla Chan were by far the most generous. The couple donated nearly $1 billion worth of Facebook stock, or 18 million shares, to the Silicon Valley Community Foundation. The massive gift made the organization, which provides grants to a variety of nonprofits, one of the biggest foundations in the country. Now with science and technology, here's Gilmore.
Thanks, Ryan. Plenty of new species this week. A massive 5-foot jellyfish was discovered on the beach in Tasmania. Scientists are working to identify this jellyfish, but it's very possible that it's a new species. A new species of pepper was also discovered in Ecuador. It's been named the Piper Killie, and the chemicals contained in the pepper could help combat cancer. What appears to be a 9-million-year-old hominid fossil was found in Shakwal, Pakistan. It could help piece together bits of our past. New fish species was discovered and it's contained in the family Pampharidae. More commonly known as sweepers, these tropical fish are usually awfully small, and the new species that was discovered in the Indian Ocean can be distinguished by its bright yellow color. Finally, remains of a large reptilian swamp dweller have been discovered. Researchers have dubbed this creature Machura prosopus latorum and say it once inhabited Texas in the Triassic period, but has now got long extinct. I saw the skull and it looks like a crocodile. Now to Justin with strange news.
Thanks, Evan. Thanks for an amazing story on awesome crocodiles and such. Now for the offbeat news. A couple from Australia has undergone a journey to find the best wedding ceremony in the world. They have been married 52 times in over 50 countries since 2008. Wow, folks, think how lucky this guy is. 52 bachelor parties. In other news, Flappy Bird creator Dong Nguyen has taken off his best-selling app off the App Store. The app was number one in the free games and generated $50,000 in profits a day. He says it became too popular and threats on his life made him doubtful of the game. Nguyen also said that the game became too addicting and that he, quote, wanted it was supposed to be a relaxing game for people to just play on their off time, but has obviously grown out of proportion. In other news, in the Olympics, a Russian speed skater almost had a wardrobe malfunction. She didn't realize that she was wearing nothing under her speed skating suit and almost took it completely off after winning the gold medal. For more, we go to Rosen!
Thank you for joining us. This has been WDOT Port Washington.